You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
Like some bad movie.
All right. I don't know what's with my family's fascination with trying to interrupt me right before we go live, but here we are, my son knocking on a door. I'm sure everyone heard that, and now I got him going, "Hey, where's mom? Where'd she go?" It's like, where, did you see a car in a driveway? No, that means she went somewhere. She's coming back. Fuck! Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Anyway.
And then I hear this. I hear... Like the opening of the show is happening. And he comes in. And I'm like, I'm about to go live. Oh, what are you watching? Giallo film. What are you reviewing? A Giallo film. Oh, what's that? It's like, come on!
Anyway,
I feel like my cheeks are red. I was in the sun a little bit before.
All right. As Joey takes a couple of deep breaths, I'm going to introduce him. That's Joey. I'm Scott. And this is Movie Sucktastic. In this episode, we're reviewing Watch Me When I Kill.
Yes, Watch Me When I Kill. Or one of the other 47 titles of this movie.
Yes. Many of them involving cats for some reason.
I don't get it. I don't know what that is. The original Italian title is Il Gatto dagli Occhi di Giada. Now, that translates to The Cat with the Jade Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then they have... another American title, which was The Cat's Victims, which, by the way, is in the copy that I watched. Like, mm-hmm. That's the title that comes up when I watch it.
Yep.
So I don't know where Watch Me When They Kill happened, but there's a whole bunch that has that title too. I don't know.
Well, I think the cat, which one is this? The cat with enemy?
No, well, the one we watch is The Cat's Victims.
Cat's Victims. The Cat's Victims. I believe that was the international title.
I'm looking at it here. It says Europe. Yeah, so it says The Cat with the Jade Eyes is literal English title. That's what it says in parentheses.
Right.
Anything that's English speaking was Watch Me When I Kill.
Which I think was the British release.
Yeah, the alternate title.
I mean, it's a little foggy.
Yeah, the alternate title is The Cat's Victims. Yet, that's the one that made it into all the copies that we're watching.
This is the kind of shit that Video Watchdog would write 12 pages on. Like the different titles of the different versions that released different titles.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days. I remember that. Yeah.
Video Watchdog, that's the one that ruined The Wicker Man, the original film for me, right?
That was the Cult Films books.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I had never seen the original Wicker Man, and Scott's like, "Oh, you should read this. It has a thing about it, and it gives away the ending." And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
you see it coming.
Yeah, well, you do, but I never saw the film. It's like I didn't see anything coming because I didn't see anything.
We watched the version called Watch Me When I Kill, and the movie poster is this sneering face behind a stocking, and in the reflections of his sunglasses, you can see him strangling a young girl. And if you saw that poster and title and decided that's why you were going to watch the film, like me, you're sorely disappointed because none of that's in the film either.
No.
There's none of that, and there's no cats.
No. And then we got the detective, the basically like the Italian Charles Bronson.
Let's motherfucker. That was like the one note I made. I'm so glad that I'm so glad you said it too.
What about the Italian Walter Matthau later on that comes to the door? I mean, if it's anything, at least I chuckled in more than a few spots.
Well, that's our hero of the film, Lucas. Yes. I keep grabbing the wrong mouse. Our hero of the film, Lucas, is the one with the Bronson mustache,
right?
And his girlfriend goes. The film opens
girlfriend.
I think they're just like
just taking on a break.
Yeah, well, it's Italian. Everything's loose. This is the 70s and in Italy. So, yeah, they're just
taking a break.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's
banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. What?
So the film opens with his girlfriend going to a pharmacist when the pharmacist is being killed and hears the voice of the killer. And that launches us into the film. But then, since our cut goes right to a flamenco dancer with the Cat's Victims title superimposed, you're like automatically you're just feeling the disappointment seep in.
Well, but the film tries to get you like right off the get-go, like the pharmacist's like assistant's like, yeah, that there's something wrong with that guy. Like just the way he kind of snickers and like responds, like as a seasoned film goer as we are. You know he has nothing to do with anything, but you know that's what they're trying to do.
Because he's in every something goddamn
like,
scene.
I know, but like he says something simple like, can I get you some coffee? And it comes off like, can I get you some coffee? Like, it's like he's been being put out. So you fucking suggested it. Well, like, what's your problem?
This is your standard giallo plot line. Yes. Where a young woman's in peril and her stupid boyfriend helps her try to solve the case instead of going to the police and gets themselves mixed up with a serial killer of some kind. It's a basic plot with a lot of stalking around, a lot of, you know, like fetishistic never mind.
it's quite all right.
Yeah, but this film is like, it has that framework.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, listen.
Got the J&B bottle, which is a thing for some reason I don't understand.
You know, killing people in ovens is a thing.
Well, there's only three. There's only three murders in the film.
But it's like, what was the other film that we watched? Absurd. Yet another person killed in an oven.
Absurd did it better.
They, 100%, 100%.
Absurd. Absurd. I was turning away. With this, I was like, what? So is that Stroganoff?
Is that an apple cobbler?
Yeah, I wanted more detail.
What is that?
It didn't really pull that off.
And
so,
although I think was Absurd. When year did Absurd come out? I think this came out first.
I don't remember. I'm not looking it up.
I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, so but there's only three. The killer only murders three people in the film. The first person in the opening scene, the chemist, who he bashes in with a pestle. Or is that the mortar? No, the mortar's the... Yeah, that's the pestle.
1981 was Absurd.
1981.
So Absurd did it better because it saw this first. I was like, I could do that better.
Very possibly, yeah. Speaking of comparisons, I've seen a lot of reviews where they compare this film to Deep Red, which really? I would also agree with, but not to the extent of quality, just to the extent of like the basic plot.
Yeah,
this has a lot familiar with that. No, the first kill is just clunks the guy in the head with the pestle and then slits his throat. Not very bloodily. There's very little blood in this film. This is like a PG-13 giallo film.
Yeah, it's murder. Very tame. The violence is tame.
Second murder is the oven sequence that you mentioned.
Yep.
And then the third sequence, which is the most bizarre, there's a guy in a bathtub, and instead of just drowning the guy, he strangles him with the shower hose.
No, there's four murders.
Oh, that's right. The fourth one's almost like an aside. He kills Giuseppe or whatever the fuck his name was.
Giuseppe. I'm not going to look his name up, but he was the the dancer during the Cat's Victims title sequence.
Yeah, he was the flamenco guy.
The flamenco guy, yeah.
Yeah, so he deserved that. He deserved to be killed for that. Horrible, horrible. Pasquale. Yeah, and there's a lot of shots. And to build the whole tension of, like, anybody could be the killer, there's, like, again, the chemist assistant is in every other fucking scene. Whether he interacts with people or just, like, walks up and looks and then walks away again. They make sure he's always there. Yeah. Then there's the... So, Lucas, his job is at a audio facility. They record the recordings and stuff. Right. I don't know how to...
Because the one guy,
Bozzi,
Giovanni Bozzi, he gets a phone call and he records all of his phone calls. So he brings it to Lucas to inspect it.
Right, because the phone call is just kind of a weird mishmash of noises and dogs barking and women screaming and stuff.
Right,
and he's like, "Can you tell what this is?" Yeah, but so Lucas works there, but there's a guy with a mustache there that keeps staring at people.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. The guy with the mustache, he's never introduced. He is never involved in anything, but the camera makes sure to show people look at him and him look at people, like, at least three times.
Just trying
There's to, a lot of, there's a lot of shots of people direction. Staring.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a lot of staring. The trademark Giallo or even trademark Argento, I'm not sure which coined it first, but the close-ups on the eyes, the facial features during some of the kill scenes, that was very obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Argento started it, but he definitely kind of perfected it. So it was definitely stolen because he did it so well, and they did that.
It's definitely been mimicked from him. Yeah.
Who directed this? It's Antonio Bito.
Bito.
What else has he done?
Two other films. He's only done two other like major films. Oh. I don't have either of them. Only one of them appears to be another Giallo.
He's directed 15 different things.
Yeah, but I think like film wise, it's like features. It's not as big.
The following year, his follow-up film was The Bloodstained Shadow.
Yes, which I do not have.
Okay. Then he did a film in 1984. Wow. 6 years later. Baccarat Mendoci. And then 4 years after that, Mach P100. His films just kept getting worse and worse, rating-wise. And then he did a film in 1991 called The Blue Tornado, but as Tony B. Dobb. Is that like a porno or something?
I don't think so.
It's a fighter pilot believes he has encountered a UFO. Oh, shit. That's got to be horrible. Wow.
The Italian version of Ted McGinley's in it.
Oh, boy. Poor Ted McGinley. Yeah. When your big get is Ted McGinley from Married with Children, you got problem.
In the few reviews that I read for this film, the only film that was ever really mentioned in connection with him was The Bloodstained Shadow.
Yeah, because it was his follow up. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's another Giallo film.
That's what I gleaned from that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the body of a schoolgirl found in a meadow. Murder is never caught. And years later, a young man named Stefano returns to the island and is reunited with his brother, the local priest. Always a priest.
Now let's talk about the plot line here again in Watch Me When I Kill. Because, like a giallo, there's a twist in the investigation. For the first two acts, he's convinced that it's this, that the killer is
Pasquale.
Pasquale Ferrante. Yes.
And it was
he's an escape prisoner, and the two of the people that were killed were on his jury, or the people that were killed were on his jury.
Right.
So So, you know, he thinks that is it. And that's the path they follow. What I like is when they show him writing in his notebooks, they show it twice. And both times, it's just the names of everybody and then a lot of doodles. Like no real detective work. It's just, he just writes all the names down and then gets frustrated and starts writing butterflies. I like that and I didn't like it at the same time. Says, why are you even showing me this? It's not really moving me to think this guy's a great thinker. But
honestly, I wouldn't be one bit surprised if the actor, the guy that plays Lucas, just naturally doodled in there and they just kept it.
It could be. Yeah.
You know, it's just like just farting around on set.
So during the investigation, he talks to some old people and in a scene that's like right out of a David Lynch film.
Yeah.
With the woman singing the opera to the old people. Yeah. Actually made me think of My Chemical Romance too, the Black Parade.
Oh God.
Yeah. And for some reason I was like, Black Parade. This would fit right with Black Parade. But so the twist the investigation takes is you find out that the only reason these people were all in the same jury is that they were put there by a judge who was scouting them out because they were all responsible for his relatives. His wife and his daughter and son being turned over to the Nazis,
right?
During World War II. So the whole thing's a retribution killings for being Nazi sympathizers.
Which is
a hard turn. It's a hard turn.
It is a hard turn, and it's a big reveal and I'm like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, there's like 5 minutes left. And I'm like, holy shit, there's 5 minutes left of this fucking thing. And I'm like, they better get to it quick. And boy, do they.
Cram it all right in.
Boy, do they. This shit ends quick.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when the guy's like, I was expecting you. It's like, oh shit. He's already got his speech set up. We're in for a whole explanation. It's all going to go down. Yeah. What I like is what I find interesting is like this blonde guy that's been hanging around in the background too, he turns out to be the judge's son who's been killing everybody because the judge found them out.
Well, he's in a few other scenes she's performing or practicing on stage.
Always talking with the other guy who gets killed about, you know, yeah, hey, you think I had a chance with her? I don't know, do you? No, it wasn't the guy that gets killed. It was like the choreographer or something.
Or the director or something.
A director, a producer or something. Yeah, I don't even understand the whole business model. So that room fits 12 people. I don't know if that's the showroom or is that just where they do the rehearsal?
I guess so.
Yeah, what the fuck is that room? I don't. Italy's a strange place.
I mean, Italy's a big country. Who knows where that is? And
does no one lock their doors? This killer's just walking in and out of buildings, walking in and out of apartments. Nothing's locked. Nothing's even like the doors aren't even closed all the way.
Nobody's been in southern Italy because, you know, you go more north, I guess it's more lax. Everyone feels safer.
My people are from the South.
Okay. I'm only from the South, bro. My people are from the South.
Look, that's what Ancestry told me.
I want to meet your people.
I don't.
My people want to meet your people. We're all from the South.
There we go.
There it is.
Hey. I will admit the first time I watched this I fell asleep.
Oh really? No.
Yeah, I like this. The second act would just wore me out. It was like when there's like a library montage in a movie like this. It's like, oh, you know, we're just padding here. And there's a lot of scenes where people are just walking around, which kind of slows the thing. And the investigation part, like the whole, I think that's where I lost it is with the opera singer at the old folks home. I was just like, you know what? I'm too tired for this shit right now. I was like zonked out. So I rewatched it the next day.
I actually watched this about 2 hours ago. It was the only time that I had to watch this thing. And believe me, I was wide awake and it was still tough.
Yeah, it's not...
I mean, I didn't hate this film. It's giallo. I mean, I got a soft spot for it, so...
But it's very bland. It's got some decent camera work, but nothing like out of the ordinary. Nothing, nothing like Argento.
No.
Nothing that, just some nice shots. I'll give you that. But it's just the there's only three kills, four kills technically. They're all and they're all kind of lame. It's middling. It's middling. It's yeah. Light fare. Yeah.
Now
this is a nice starter course for the amateur.
Yeah.
For the amateur giallo viewer. Now,
isn't there other runtimes of this, like longer versions of this movie?
Oh, I didn't even look that up.
I thought I saw a couple of different runtimes. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Right? Hold on. Let me pull that up real quick.
What could they have cut? We must have the longest version. I can't stop. Ours is an hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, then you know what? You know where I saw the other runtime? On IMDb, because IMDb has it... No, I'm sorry. Wiki has it as 110 minutes.
Hmm.
I'm wondering if it just meant to do like 100 minutes or something like they screwed that up. Because that means there's another cut somewhere that's 15 minutes longer.
How? I can't imagine how? Longer. Shorter I can see. If I can see them adding the flamenco scenes later.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah, it has to be the Wiki page. Here, let me pull that up real quick.
I tell you, this made Death Laden Egg seem action-packed.
Right. You know what? Well, the Wiki pages are... You know, they're not very trustworthy a lot of the time.
Flawed. They're flawed.
Most of the time they're okay, but when someone's edit, like I could put now that this movie's, 180 minutes and say it's an epic. Mm-hmm. I can do that. So someone clearly got the runtime wrong on the Wiki page because everywhere else that I'm seeing is 96 minutes.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah. No.
Same poster. No, that can't be the original poster. Is that the original poster?
I doubt it.
I mean, that might be the American poster. Here, let me pull up some images real quick, just because I'm curious. Yeah, no, there's a few different ones. That must be the American one.
I believe, yeah, it looks like the American or British, whichever came first.
What's interesting is, there's the picture of the killer on the movie poster, which isn't the guy in the movie. It's just a completely different person. Yeah.
Yeah. The cake is a lie. Yeah.
Even the pantyhose over the face. It's like, that's not the guy.
The only way not to be disappointed is to go in blind, not even knowing that you're watching this film. Then you'd be like, oh, okay, that was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, this is entry level giallo. It's competent.
You're right. But and what's interesting is like giallo. There's so many movies that have come out before this better giallo, and so many that have come out after it too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's just a light entry in the genre, I would say. Not bad, not great. I think this is like a perfect 5 score.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I mean it's currently a 5.9 on IMDb, but there's only 1,700 reviews. That's really, honestly, not enough to really round this score the right way. 5, absolutely. I'm all for it.
I will get that in as official. I just had to bring up my IMDb. Because everything takes longer than it should. Oh, you son of a bitch. All right, yeah, 5 stars. It is rated. It is official. That is where we have Watch Me When I Kill. And also, no one watched anybody kill either, really.
No.
No.
No. Also, yeah, what false title.
The whole film, I was watching it with Holly. She was getting annoyed with me because every 5 minutes, I'd like when something was happening, I'd be like, watch me when I park. Watch me when I do library research. Watch me when I stare across the street. Say, shut up.
Hey, listen, I was able to watch Nightbreed with Mare, and that's a huge win because she never wants to watch any of this shit that I watch.
I'm just glad there's not another version of this. I watched three versions of Nightbreed. I don't need to watch more versions of this.
Your fault.
Like, I
what are you doing, man?
I'm a pro. I gotta put in the extra effort.
I texted Scott. I go, I envy the time, not the movie.
I make time.
I mean, listen, if I had the time, I don't think I'd watch three versions of anything.
Well, my kids are 10 years older and they have jobs and stuff. So,
well, it helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I went to work today, came home, just like literally came home for 5 minutes, hopped back in the car, took my son to his soccer, then came home. 15 minutes later, I'm doing the show with you. Like that's my day. And it's most days. It's most days.
I know what you mean.
Five. Beautiful.
Five. Watch me when I kill.
Watch me when I spin this wheel. All right, let me cue that up. Ooh, there it is. The wheel. All right,
feeling
everybody.
Feeling good about this one.
Yeah. Oh, let me shuffle this. Okay, there we go. So, the way the wheel works, both Scott and I get one veto each. If we use both of those vetoes, we will spin a third time, and then whatever the three films are, if we don't like that third choice, we have the option to pick one of the first two we vetoed. The rule is we got to pick one of the three if we veto two times and do a third spin. All right. Yep. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, let's spin this. Oh, yeah. This is like... What is this? Is that shit dubstep? Oh, yeah. What do we got? Freaked. What is Freaked? Wait, is that Freaked, the one with... what's his face from Bill and Ted?
Alex Winter, yes. That is the one with Alex Winter.
I always remembered liking that one.
I never got around to watching it. I remember reading about it in Film Threat magazine.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Fangoria too, but I definitely remember reading about it in Film Threat.
And I want to say that
I never watched it.
He wrote that or directed it or both? Hold on.
Something like that. He was involved.
You know what it is too? When that came out, that was right around when Bill and Ted 2 came out, and he was doing that show on MTV.
Idiot Box.
Which I loved Idiot Box.
I cannot find episodes of that show. I've been
really
looking. Yeah.
I'm gonna try and find it as soon as we're done. Let's see. Directed by Tom Stern and Alex Winter, written by Tim Burns, Tom Stern, and Alex Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. T is the bearded lady.
Hey, Keanu Reeves is in it.
Well, of course he is. All right. So, do you want to veto this at all? Do you want to spin again? Do we want to spin three times no matter what and pick the best? I don't know. You know,
I've been enjoying the three spins. Let's do three spins and pick best of three.
Okay. So far, I'm good with Freaked.
Me too, but let's push our luck a little here.
All right. Here, spinning again. This music's stupid. I feel like someone should hand me an ice cream. Alien franchise. Didn't we get that recently?
We did
Romulus. All right, we're not doing another Alien film.
So we're probably not doing that one.
Yeah.
One more spin.
One more spin.
Best of three. Ooh.
It's like an action scene with swords. The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Andrew Dice Clay. What did he... Did he just say, fuck my Christ? You can't say that on the radio.
I gotta tell you, Holly loves that film.
Does she really?
Yeah. So if I end up having to watch that with her, it'll be a pleasure for her.
Okay. So now we have a choice. We have a choice between this or Freaked. Now, we have two choices to pick this. One, we just agree on something. Two, I can put those two films in the wheel and spin and let fate decide. So what do you think you want to do?
Yeah, let the wheel decide.
You want to let the wheel decide? All right.
Let the wheel decide between those two, because we're not doing an alien one.
No. All right. Let's do this. And Freaked. All right. Here it is. Fate will decide.
Oh, no whammies. What?
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
There we go. I know someone's going to be happy.
I haven't seen this movie in a while, but I just always remember when he goes to visit Gilbert Godfrey, and then Gilbert Godfrey gets murdered or electrocuted. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh my fuck, oh my Christ, oh my fucking Christ, or something like that. He goes, oh my fuck Christ. What? Can he say, oh my fuck Christ on the air? Can't say that. I love Gilbert Godfrey. So sad that he died.
Yeah.
All right. Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
I guess we're doing it.
We're doing it, baby.
Be interesting retrospect. I remember seeing it in the theater, so it'll be interesting going back.
I want to say that came out summer of 1990, if I remember correctly. Summer of 90, I think.
Definitely around when I was in high school. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Well, it was one of those movies where, 1990. When 1990? Am I right? Y'all, summer movie all the way. July 11th, 1990. This is one of those movies where they were really trying to capitalize on, like, the action comedy, you know? Where it's like, oh, Lethal Weapon had a lot of action, but it also had comedy in it. You know, Die Hard has a lot of action, but there's some, you know, comedy in it. And that's what they were going for with this. And, you know, Andrew Dice Clay was, like, huge at the time.
Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is the kind of background we want to use in the show.
And it's directed by Rennie Harlan, who is an action director. So... all right.
Yeah, this will definitely be interesting to rewatch and review.
Absolutely. All right, let me pull up this to end the show here. I should have did this before. Whoopsie. Things have been opening up very slow on my computer lately, and I don't know why. I don't know. I don't like it. All right, everybody. Blame Minecraft. You're going to blame Minecraft? Is that what you said?
Oh, witchcraft.
Oh, they said Minecraft. Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, everybody. Episode 477, where we just reviewed Watch Me. Oh, sorry. When we just reviewed
Watch Me When I Kill.
I fucked that up. It's okay. You can go to our website at moviesucktastic.com. Please go to our website. Download our shows. Listen to our shows. Click on the YouTube links and go and watch our shows. You can do all of that from the website. Plus, there's other cool stuff on there that you can check out as well. You can email us from the website directly, or you can email us at themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com. You'll leave us voicemail at 908-514-4470. Go to facebook.com/moviesucktastic, and you see everything that we're posting. It goes there. You can also check out Scott's Letterboxd page for Movie Sucktastic, which is letterboxd.com/moviesucktastic, and you can see everything that we're doing there when we review the movies. You can also download our podcast player at moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk, or just download your favorite podcast player and do a search for Movie Sucktastic. I think my son is running down the stairs right now. He just got back from basketball practice. Going to come in and tell you to like and subscribe and hit that smash button or smash that like button. It's a funny kid, but maybe not. I don't know. Could have been the dog. Who knows? Anyway, do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
Watch me when I end the podcast.
You mean when I end the podcast? I feel okay. Like someone's at the door. Like they're going to come running in. But whatever. All right. Oh, here he is.
We back! And we better than ever! Yeah, I had nothing.
Yeah, no kidding. You came in like...
Yeah, I'm still sweating.
From basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here!
Yeah.
Look what you're doing, Uncle Scott. You're breaking his heart.
It's fun.
All right, everybody. What should everyone do?
Like and subscribe. Nick Swept Philly. Joel Embiid's a flopper. Let's go, Brunson. Yep.
Yeah. There's my son. He's going to sneeze like 6-7 more times. It's 2. No. All right. Anticlimactic. Anyway, join us next week when we review The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh.